My name is Sanjay.
And I'm Cicely Houck, and we're here today to talk about cancel culture.
All right, so this is a social issue, and a lot of podcasts have been talking about it, and it's a new trend going around what people like to call cancel culture. Today, we're here to talk about the subject.
And what would you say your opinion is on this cancel culture, Sean?
I think cancel culture should be used for big things and not small things like jokes or like something a person said a long time ago, and shouldn't be used as an excuse to cancel someone and ruin their life.
Okay, I really like that point. I feel like it does somewhat create an environment that can be considered pretty toxic to people. Like, it's kind of messed up.
I agree with you. When did you realize it was a problem?
I think the first time I realized it was a problem was when a girl lost her scholarship because of something she said in the past. I'm pretty sure a video surfaced up about it, and she was saying a word that wasn't really appropriate, but then people tore her down for it, and she lost her scholarship, and her whole future went downhill from there.
How does it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel very upset and kind of terrified, because when you make a mistake, it is hard enough, but when you have thousands of people tearing you down and making you lose all your hopes and dreams, it makes it even harder. What would you say made you realize it was a problem?
Well, what made me realize it was a problem was how, example, people get called out and attacked for things that they did a long time ago. For example, Kevin Hart made like a homophobic joke like almost 10 years ago on Twitter, and then he got extreme amount of backlash, and he actually decided to step down as a host for the Oscars because of it.
Oh, like, that's actually really surprising, because I didn't even know about it until now. Because I feel like, overall, it is pretty surprising that people look at something that happened so long ago and attack the person for it. Because I feel like just because somebody said something in the past doesn't mean it's who they are now, you know?
Yeah, of course. Do you think that they deserve this to be canceled this way or not?
Well, I believe that there is a better way to do it other than, tearing them down and going as far as to send death threats to people. Because depending on the mistake that the person made depends on the outcome of what they deserve, to be honest. Like,
of course, I agree with that. Like, I think if somebody says something small, they should get, like, a small punishment. If it's just something, like, awful, and they should get a large punishment. Do you have any ideas on how they can handle it in a better way?
Yeah, I feel like they can try and let it be known that what they did was wrong. Like, I feel like when you're younger, don't you have your parents, like, tell you you made a mistake, and they tell you that they're disappointed in you, but you, like, understand that you did something wrong, and you try to be better from it because you don't want people to be disappointed, and you just know. Like, it's kind of like that. I feel like if you were to know that you did something wrong and people judge you for it, I feel like you would have a better outcome than tearing them down completely. What are your thoughts on that?
Of course, and I can completely see what you mean about Kevin Hart, you know? I feel like something he said, especially comedy can be used in any direction. And obviously, it was a joke. Now, back then, people see things different than now. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he didn't get deserve to cancel from that, because he said a long time ago. And of course, he didn't mean it. Mm-hmm. And I think it should be still be treated with respect. And it's not fair to judge him for the past events, the past. And it doesn't reflect on who they are now.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because, like, as of lately, it seems like people are not only getting canceled. Like, people aren't the only thing getting canceled. It's like brands and things like the children's books are getting canceled. Have you heard about these things?
I actually haven't heard about them. Could you give me some more examples?
I could. Actually, there's so many, surprisingly. There's the Dr. Seuss books being canceled because people think that they're actually racist. And then there's the Mr. Potato Head toy that you grew up with, like the little toy you'd play with all the time. And it's being canceled because people believe it is sexist. And I don't know, personally as a woman, I don't find it offensive or sexist at all, but it may offend others. So I can't speak for other people, but I can speak for myself.
Yeah, that's crazy. I actually never expected that. Have you seen other people reacting to it?
Yeah, there are many different viewpoints on it. Like, many people are upset because these are things that they grew up with and it is important to them. Like, if you grow up with something like the Dr. Seuss books, like, I did used to read them. And I remember it being a big thing, and of course it's like a childhood thing. You don't want to lose it. What are your thoughts on that?
I feel that people are gonna feel one way on either side, and you try to understand both sides, you know, and being unkind and being toxic and canceling each other is not gonna get us nowhere, and it's not gonna change something, and it's gonna keep continuing the cycle of fighting and back and forth nonsense. And I feel like it will be easier to let go on certain things and actually focus on the big things in life.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that. Like, the world has become a very toxic and hate-filled place, and it can be hard to live in a world that is filled with these things. I feel like it can be scary to people and hard to deal with when people are trying to do good by making people pay for their mistakes, but it can result in consequences worse than they could have imagined. I feel like people talking about suicide because of the pain it is causing them, as well as people losing everyone they care about, it's just kind of upsetting. Along with opportunities lost with these hateful comments, it's just kind of scary and upsetting to think about.
Of course. I completely agree with that. Could you go into more examples of these things happening, especially on a social media platform such as TikTok?
Yeah, if on TikTok, that's one of the most toxic places you could possibly go.
Yeah.
When you go on there, you just see people attacking everybody, and it could be for something that they did a long time ago. For example, Nessa Barrett. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she's apparently a really big TikTok star and has gone viral over the past year. But there was a video leaked of her being racist in saying a word that it isn't appropriate to use. Like, it's not appropriate, but she said it, and it was in the past. And people started hating on her a lot. They were sending her death threats and telling her to harm herself. And it was putting her through a lot of pain. She was fairly happy before that. And it's just surprising to see how much it changed her. And she suffered and talked about hurting herself and committing suicide. And she changed into a completely different person and became very depressed and had a lot of anxiety. I feel like it was a rough time for her, but she made it through all the hate. That's just one example of the effect that this new trend has on people and how damaging it can really be on a person's mind.
Yeah. I completely agree it can be damaging, but I think that instead of just attacking somebody, we need to educate them, because some people are going to be ignorant no matter what. But you can't stop the ignorance unless you start to educate them and explain what they're saying is wrong instead of just keep attacking them, sending them death threats, because it doesn't change their mindset or anything.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I don't understand. I guess I can look at their viewpoint and see what they're trying to say by saying that tearing someone down is and they deserve what they're getting because they did something that was wrong. If someone makes one or a couple of mistakes, it's not like you should ruin their life because of it or make them feel like they should hate themselves.
Of course. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. This is me and Cecily. We're out.